In this meditation, we will release all worries, anxieties, bad memories, concerns, negative thinking that no longer serve our best and highest good. I do not recommend that you listen to this meditation while driving. Settle in, get comfortable wherever you are, whether that be sitting up or lying down, and take a gentle breath in and out effortlessly. No pushing or forcing is needed with what we are about to do. Think about a very large tree that you would like to visit today. This could be a tree in your front or backyard. It could be a neighbor's tree. It could be a tree that you visited during travels to another country. It could be one of the largest trees ever identified, or it could be a tree anywhere that calls out to you. In your imagination, see that tree now. Take the grandeur and essence of that tree in now. Walk up to the tree that you have decided to visit and see if you can stretch your arms around this tree. How big is the tree? Can you even stretch your arms all the way around this tree? Or can you only stretch part way? How big is your tree? Look up if you can and see if you can see the top of your tree. If not, look as far as you can at the branches as they swing out over your head. As you're hugging the tree, take in the delicious, the yummy, the magnificent energy of your tree. Become, if you will, a part of your tree. Make the tree you. As you feel the pulsations of the tree vibrating from your toes all the way up to the top of your head and back down again. Take in all that your tree represents, all of the centeredness, all of the beauty, all of the grandeur of being able to grow taller and taller and deeper into Mother Earth. Know that your tree goes as far down in the earth as it is tall. As you hug your tree, send your energy down through the roots of this tree so that you become grounded and centered to the energy of the earth. Be glad you are here. Relish what it is like to be alive, feeling the pulsations of this most magnificent tree as it radiates through every cell of your body. If you're done hugging your tree now in your imagination, turn around and simply sit down and lean against your tree as you continue to take in the magnificence of all that this tree represents. Feel now the energy of centeredness and balance. Connect to the magnificence of the core of Mother Earth now. For you see, it is in this groundedness place that the symptoms of Parkinson's can play no role. And now, also in your imagination, create in front of you a clear plastic ball. Make it very large, if you would, as if it is the largest beach ball you have ever imagined. Now, begin to throw into this clear crystal ball all of the thoughts that no longer serve your best and highest good. Toss in there all of the anxieties. Toss in there all of the worries. It's not necessary to number these, or to remember these, or to bring to consciousness all that is worrying you or making you anxious. Just use your intention to pile into this clear plastic ball every worry, every anxiety, every concern that no longer serves your best and highest good. Collect together also all of the fears that you have for others and the fears that you have for yourself, the fears about the future, the fears about being able to take care of yourself and your family. Take all of those fears, the fears of being in a body that is no longer functioning as you wish it to function, the fears that perhaps you will have symptoms tomorrow that you did not have today. Take all of those fears, take all of those worries, and insert them into your plastic ball now. Fill it up. Fill it up with everything that no longer serves your highest and best good. Let all of those worries roll out of your head, out of your ears, out of your nose, out of your mouth, out of your heart, out of your stomach, out of your knees, out of your feet. Let all of what no longer needs to be here now be dropped into your clear plastic ball now. Here comes the best part. Is your ball full? Have you put everything there that you want to make sure and put that no longer serves your best and highest good? For you see, we will be releasing all that is now contained within that ball. Is there anything else? You may not need to actually think of something else. You may need simply to set the intention to make sure everything gets piled into that ball that needs to be there. It's not necessary to make all of this conscious, you see. It is only necessary to set the intention to put everything that no longer serves your best and highest good into this ball now. Make it so. Make it so now. Take now this ball in your imaginary arms and ever so gently lift this ball up off of the ground and place it over your head. And as you do, for you see you have all the strength that you need to be able to position this plastic ball, now full of everything that no longer serves your best and highest good. And now, as this ball is hovering over the top of your head, push this ball up to the sky, higher and higher and higher. See this ball rise up into the heavens, higher and higher and higher. As this ball gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and as all that is contained therein begins to dissipate, it begins to dissolve. It simply begins to vanish. And now, as you see that ball vanishing up into the heavens, receive the golden light that now shines brightly and brilliantly. Receive that golden light now into every fabric of your soul and the tissues of your body. Let it soak into your body now. That bright golden light. Let it soak. Feel the divine presence of this golden light where everything is as it should be. You may feel a pulsation. It is as if the golden light has a heart of its own, pulsating in synchronicity with your own heart, to say you are not alone. There are many others who are there to support you in all that you need to do here on this earth at this time. Feel the support of all of those who are living and not living, who have gathered together to support you in all that you need to do now. See them, feel their presence, feel their support. It is often easy to think we are alone. That's never true. You are always supported. You are always guided. You are always inspired by those you have known in this life and by those you have not known, but who are here with you to support you in who you are and who you are becoming. Feel the centeredness of this place. Feel the solidarity of this place. Feel the connection with your tree in this place as you are solidly connected to Mother Earth, but also open to receive guidance for what you need to do next on your own personal road to recovery. The possibilities are endless for you. They are endless tomorrow and next week and next month and in the years ahead. For we are able to manifest what it is that we set our minds to manifest. Take in the radiance of the gold light. Receive the support of your tree and those who are gathered here with you now. And although you are centered and balanced now in this place at this time, you are also lighter for all of the concerns and worries and fears and upsets that have been bothering you are no longer present. Are there memories that haunt you as well? Memories of sad times or of bad times? Allow those to be acknowledged as well. And as you sit here with your tree in this place at this time, imagine in front of you that you are looking at your own spinal column. And with a very quick burst of energy, with a very fast breath out, set your intention to forget and forgive all that has happened, which you never need now to carry with you. Looking at your spinal column now, as I look at mine, we'll do this together with a quick breath in and a quick breath out, forgetting and forgiving all now that we no longer need to remember. All of the trauma, all of the stress, all of the angst, all of the hurtful actions committed against us, all of the backstabbing, all that came at us, which we did not expect and did not need. Quick breath in now, and quick breath out. And then allow whatever energy needs to surface, to be acknowledged. And in this place, sometimes there is a bit of fluttering of symptoms, which is natural and is as it should be. Giving your physical body all the time it needs to flutter, to flip, to shudder, to tremor, until it is able to settle back down into this very sacred place of centeredness and of balance, a place where all is indeed possible. A place where anything can happen for you. A place where your body is able to heal itself. A place where there are no worries about the choices that you need to make for yourself. for those choices will be made known to you in the right way and the right time. Know that you can always follow your instincts when you are in this place of centeredness and balance. Be bathed in the golden light now as it cleanses out all of the debris that you no longer need to carry with you. Mobility challenges are sometimes caused by all of the excessive baggage we carry on our shoulders and on our hips. Now that they are released, it is so much easier to walk, to skip, to run, to drive, and to do all that your heart desires to do. Set your intention now to be able to return to this place of centeredness and balance by taking two long, slow, effortless breaths. You can always listen to this meditation to return to this place. And if time does not permit, you can always return to this place by taking two long, effortless breaths. May you relish the rest of your day, the rest of your week, the rest of the month. As you move through your day, lighter, happier, free to be able to think the thoughts that will help you return always to a state of full balance and harmony. Many, many blessings. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.